The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 7th of May, 2008. It's the birthday of Johannes Brahms, born in Hamburg, 1833, son of a seamstress and the town musician. Took piano from the age of 7, studied theory, composition. He was hoping to become a conductor, but there in northern Germany, where he stayed for the first half of his life, nobody offered him a job. He met the composer Robert Schumann, fell in love with Schumann's wife, Clara, also a pianist, also a composer. And Brahms moved to Vienna and there found work. His parents separated in 1864, and Brahms tried to reunite them, the theme of reconciliation important in his German Requiem, which was premiered in 1868. Brahms traveled a lot, spent his summers in Italy, composing, liked to take long walks in the fresh air. And in 1889, a representative of Thomas Edison came to visit Brahms in Vienna, and Brahms played a Hungarian dance on the piano for a recording, the earliest recording ever made by a well-known composer. And it's the birthday of the poet Robert Browning, born in Camberwell in London, 1812. His father had an enormous library, 6,000 books, and the boy was given free rein to read whatever he wanted in Latin, Greek, Hebrew, French, Spanish, or Italian. When he was 12, he was given a book of poems by Shelley, and he became a devotee. Robert Browning was 33 years old when he met Elizabeth Barrett and married her the next year. It was for him that she wrote the poem, How Do I Love Thee? Let Me Count the Ways. Robert Browning, so popular in his lifetime that his readers established Browning societies. In fact, Browning societies still exist in London and other major cities. There's one in New York as well. There are other authors whose readers have formed clubs around them. There are clubs dedicated to James Joyce and Proust, Jane Austen, Arthur Conan Doyle, Dickens, Mark Twain, George Bernard Shaw, Yeats, C.S. Lewis. The James Joyce Society of New York first met in 1947 at Gotham Book Mart on West 47th and still meets there. There are two groups who are reading Finnegan's Wake, a general one, open to anybody, which gets through about 2 to 6 pages per month, and a special subgroup by invitation only reads about 10 pages of Finnegan's Wake a year. The Baker Street Irregulars was formed in 1934 by Christopher Morley to celebrate the work of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, and today there are many groups of Sherlockians who sometimes play cricket against the P.G. Woodhouse Society. Here's a poem for today by Vera Rethke for an amorous lady, with a quotation from a natural history book. Most mammals like caresses in the sense in which we usually take the word, whereas other creatures, even tame snakes, prefer giving to receiving them. The pensive gnu, the staid aardvark, accept caresses in the dark. The bear, equipped with paw and snout, would rather take than dish it out. But snakes, both poisonous and garter, in love are never known to barter. The worm, though dank, is sensitive. His noble nature bids him give. But you, my dearest, have a soul encompassing fish, flesh, and fowl. When amorous arts we would pursue, you can with pleasure bill or coo. You are, in truth, one in a million, at once mammalian and reptilian. For an Amorous Lady by Theodore Rethke, from the collected poems of Theodore Rethke, published by Doubleday and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. Produced by Ella Shavonik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.